The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi, it's your Rosarian at PlantersPlace.com, Marcy Martin. And I'd like to wish everyone happy holidays by telling you a story called December Dreams. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a prosperous upcoming year to everyone. The decorating around here has been mighty, and the shopping for the family has been keeping me busy, not to mention all the wrapping. Friends have come to stay this past weekend, and we had just an absolutely delightful time. Right now is freebies time in the Rose Garden, and you should enjoy your free time. If you need to shop for a rose gardener, there are lots of options. A trip to your local nursery garden center is a really good place to start. They'll have a grand selection of really good pruners. I used to go through several pairs a year until my husband bought me a good set of Felco pruners. If they ever break, parts are readily available to fix them. Or gauntlet gloves to protect one's forearms from rose prickles. Or knee pads. Just about anything you can think of. Another really good gift is a gift certificate that your gardener can spend on roses in the spring. Some garden centers will supply a list of roses that they've ordered, and you can specify a coveted rose on the gift certificate. Something that I would love for Christmas would be a dozen fresh roses for my Christmas table. No one ever gives me cut roses. When there are none to bring in from the garden, I think every Rosarian I know would appreciate the gift of roses. Hint, hint, hint. To my husband. I've seen on our weather forecast that many parts of the country have had fresh snowfalls. I hope not too much for you folks, but we've had nothing as yet. Here in Connecticut, I think most of us are dreaming of a white Christmas, but it doesn't look too promising this year. If you do have snow, there's nothing better for your roses than to be buried under it all winter. It's the best winter insulator there is. Because we've had no snow yet, I've been on some wonderful early winter walks with my log sling, collecting greens and berries for my window boxes, and stuffing my wreaths to make them look really fat. Mixed greens make a beautiful centerpiece, too, and if you pick up some mini carnations at the grocery store or florist shop, they'll add the red and white to your arrangement and will last as long as the holiday season. Another beautiful thing that's just a weed around here is winterberry. It is native in our swamps, and it's a deciduous member of the ilex or holly family. Beautiful, bright red berries on large arching twigs make a lovely addition to wreaths and window boxes, and your neighborhood birds will come right to your window to feast on the fruit. So during this lovely season of sparkling light, spend some time being good to yourself. Take a walk in the winter woods and breathe in the chilly air. Surround yourself with people you love, and find something to make yourself have a hearty chuckle every single day. Sleep until you are full, and enjoy the festive atmosphere all around you. As for me, I send you my love and best wishes for a truly wonderful growing season next year, and peace on earth for all of us. Till next time, I'm Marcy Martin.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.